This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Clearing the collapsed Key Bridge.
It is an enormous debris field.
Fallen crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried
faces a 25-year sentence.
House Speaker sending Senate Mayorkas impeachment articles.
He says he'll do that April 10th.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. With the search for four missing workers on hold, the salvage operation and investigation are underway after the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Forensic operations techs from various state and federal agencies are helping to analyze data from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve at the scene with just how big of a task this is.
A giant piece of the bridge that's resting on the bow. They estimate that weighs between 3 and 4,000 tons. Here's the problem. The biggest crane on the East Coast can only lift 1,000 tons. It will be here tonight. But in order to move all of that debris, they're going to have to cut that section into pieces and then slowly lift it off that giant cargo ship. Once the work starts, it will be a 24/7 operation around the clock until this channel is clear and the port can reopen.
The U.S. Transportation Department is making available $60 million to rebuild the Key Bridge. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is sentenced to 25 years in prison for his role in the collapse of his cryptocurrency company. CBS's Errol Barnett with details.
Bankman-Fried addressed the Southern District of New York courtroom apologizing, but saying that he wasn't selfish, just made a series of bad decisions. Judge Lewis Kaplan rejected that and said Sam Bankman-Fried said one thing to the public, that he supported regulation, while privately saying, quote, F expletive regulators.
Bankman-Fried's attorneys plan to appeal. A 22-year-old man is now charged with four counts of first-degree murder after yesterday's Northern Illinois stabbing rampage. Christian Soto is also charged with seven counts of attempted murder and home invasion with a dangerous weapon. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara.
Our focus today and in the coming weeks as Mayor of Rockford is taking care of those directly impacted and our community at large.
No word on a motive. House Speaker Mike Johnson will send two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Next, the Senate will hold a trial with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer swearing in the senators as jurors on April 11th. House Republicans impeached the Homeland Security Secretary over the migration crisis at the southern border. But conviction is unlikely. Democrats say there is no evidence of an impeachable offense.
On Wall Street today, the Dow and S&P set end-of-the-month records. The NASDAQ fell 20 points. Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Judges at the International Court of Justice in The Hague have ordered Israel to increase the amount of humanitarian aid it lets into Gaza. Reporter Lauren Comito.
Citing the catastrophic living conditions of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, World Court judges unanimously ordered Israel to cooperate with the UN. They say Israel must immediately allow the unhindered provision at scale of basic humanitarian assistance into Gaza. An ad hoc Israeli judge also voted in favor of the increased measures, which were first ordered in January. Judges now say they don't go far enough to address the continuing deterioration of living conditions in Gaza. Lauren Comito for CBS News, The Hague.
CBS's David Martin with the latest on a small flotilla of U.S. Army ships heading to the coast of Israel.
Then they will begin assembling the floating dock and mobile causeway that will be used to deliver relief supplies to Gaza.
They're expected to arrive by April 21st. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A bus crash in South Africa near Mamatlakala has killed at least 45 people. The Department of Transport says the driver lost control and collided with barriers on a bridge, causing the bus to go over the bridge and hit the ground where it went up in flames. Some bodies burned beyond recognition. In Rome, Pope Francis has begun 4 days of events leading to Easter. Holy Thursday commemorates the day of Jesus' Last Supper with his apostles the night before he died. Today, the Pope presided over a traditional foot-washing ritual in the women's section of a Rome prison. A new report details that binge drinking is impacting more women and leading to more heart problems. CBS's medical contributor, Dr. Celine Gounder.
The traditional thinking has been that women don't have to worry that much about heart disease until they're older. But this research shows that even young or middle-aged women might be at risk if they're heavy drinkers or binge drinkers.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cash back really adds up.
Would you trust a self-driving car? WWJ's Jeff Gilbert says most people answered that question with a resounding no.
Two-thirds of drivers tell the AAA they're afraid of self-driving vehicles. Traffic safety specialist Gary Bubar says recent incidents have had an impact.
That makes people very wary of trusting that technology. But yet, we found that there are about 10% of the respondents to our survey that found they would be perfectly happy falling asleep while their car was driving them.
25% of drivers remain unsure on the concept of self-driving cars. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich marks a year behind bars tomorrow following his arrest by Russian authorities who accuse him of espionage but have offered no supporting evidence. Gerskovich, his employer, and the U.S. government deny the allegations. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, March 28, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.